Today on our series Working, we take you inside one of the world's most unpopular industries at the moment, banking and international finance. Not all bankers are bad guys, of course, but the financial crisis has thrown new light on the seamier side of that business. Our story starts last August, before words like bailout and stress test were in common usage. Marketplace's Sean Cole went to London for our profile.
So the purpose of this series is to understand the global economy one worker and one job at a time. And with Brandon Davies, that was a bit of a problem.
How many jobs do you have?
That's an interesting question, actually.
Here we go.
I work for a bank called Gatehouse, owned by Kuwaiti interests, and another bank in London being opened up with Nigerian interests. I write things. I have investment and trading.
Brandon had six or seven different jobs and seven laptops, each with its own secure network. On top of everything he listed, when I met him, he was still the head of the Global Association of Risk Professionals, GARP, a nonprofit group that helps financial risk managers all over the world do what they do better. And though he's an expert on risk, his office had glass walls.
But why so many jobs?
I'll be honest with you, I worked for the same company, Barclays Bank, for 32 years.
He started in the trading room at Barclays and later ran the company's treasury. And then, about 5 years ago,
I retired, and then I very quickly got very bored. And I asked myself what I wanted to do. And I thought, well, I'd like to do a whole load of things.
It all started with a book he wrote.
Which is over here, actually. It's the Certificate in Banking Risk and Regulation. That's the Indonesian classic.
I read that on my bedside table.
Well, there's about 50,000 Indonesians who read it, because they have to.
Indonesian bankers, that is. The book teaches them how to adhere to a global set of standards for how much capital banks should have in reserve, how much risk they should expose themselves to. And this may sound like run-of-the-mill policy stuff, but Brandon says banks have a moral obligation to help emerging markets like Indonesia by growing small businesses there.
Because at the end of the day, you can't just charity people out of poverty. There's too many of them. You've got to grow these economies to a size where people naturally come out of poverty. There has been a dramatic...
I didn't think a banker could be so idealistic, nor so thoughtful about his job. Everything Brandon does revolves around risk in some way, but he thinks about risk in more than just financial terms. And I didn't fully realize this...
From people who may deposit it... Brandon Davies.
...until his mechanic called.
Oh, hi, Steve.
One of his Porsches had gone wrong. Again. Brandon is the only person I've met who owns two Porsches.
So that sounds dreadful, doesn't it?
I have never driven a Porsche.
Oh, it's a new one is an incredibly efficient machine, but lacks a lot of that character that the old ones had.
Which he realized is a metaphor for the nature of risk writ large.
There is something missing in our lives that was once there in every day. Our lives were actually much more dangerous. But maybe that adds quite a lot to life, makes you live it a bit more. Whereas we somehow think we should be cosseted away from risk. It's a bit like these current markets, you know. I think a lot of our lives actually are devalued by not having risk in them. Yeah? We devalue the meaning of life.
From his offices at GARP, Brandon took me out to meet some of his colleagues at the other jobs. They were all a few blocks from each other in London's financial area.
I've never seen so many banks in one place.
There's lots. There's thousands.
We headed into Gatehouse Bank, where he's the Senior Independent Non-Executive Director. Basically, he makes sure the bank is doing right by its shareholders and other stakeholders.
Hi, James.
James Bagshaw, the CFO, joined us in the boardroom, telling me how new the bank was and that it dealt with Islamic financial instruments. And while we were chatting, Brandon snuck out of the room.
Who knows what...
I'm just going off to see the CEO. So. Yeah.
Who knows what the world's going to throw at us next, but if you've got good people, you've got a pretty good chance of dealing with change.
Is he a good person?
He is, yeah.
But when I asked if I could follow Brandon, listen in on his meeting, they said the topic was too sensitive.
And I'm just sort of waiting for them to come out. And I really wish I knew what they were talking about. The lobby's very nice.
This happened over and over again. Here I was supposed to document an international banker at work, and yet I wasn't allowed to watch him do any of his jobs. And I had to ask him.
Do you think it's a secretive world, the financial world or the world of banking?
Yes, I think it is. But I don't think it's secretive for a sinister purpose. You'll probably find a lot of people willing to tell you how they make decisions, the process. But if you're using all this to try and make money, why would you tell everybody else exactly what decisions you're making, you know?
And there's a lot of money to be made in this business. Brandon can clear $750,000 in a good year, and bad years aren't so bad either. But he doesn't need any more money. All four kids are grown and living on their own. He said he does it because it's fun.
It's like a big puzzle, yeah. It's kind of the ultimate bit of crossword puzzle or Sudoku, isn't it? You know, it's the ultimate brain teaser.
The world's fourth biggest investment bank, Lehman Brothers, is near to insolvency.
Breaking news here. Stocks all around the world are tanking because of the crisis on Wall Street.
Well, we may have two more companies.
Just days after I got back to the States, the banking crisis really took hold. By the time I finally got back to Brandon, the ground had shifted in the banking world. I had to wonder how things had changed for him. I took a deep breath, called him up, and was surprised to find him doing yet another job.
I've started a business which is concerned with helping people set up small banks in the United Kingdom. And that business has taken off remarkably rapidly.
I just find that so impossible. Like, we've been reading about all these banks failing and going down, and your job is actually helping new banks set up.
Well, I think if you think of capitalism as a process of creative destruction, maybe it's not so silly, you know.
Brandon says we tend to look at the U.S. and the U.K. as the end-all be-all of international finance, but it's called the global economy for a reason. His first two clients are Indian and Chinese money transfer companies that plan to open banks, small banks. That's the prescription, he says. Decentralize the risk. The bad outcomes, when they inevitably happen, won't be as dire. And as an aside, banking might not be as reviled.
My wife keeps telling me that she now tells people I'm a real estate. I think you call them realtors.
There has, of course, been a lot of backlash against bankers during this whole crisis. And Brandon knows that's for good reason. Just like he's sheepish about owning two Porsches, he's a little sheepish about his whole profession now. But he understood the risks when he got into it.
Sean went to London to report that story for us. Our series, Working, is a collaboration with Homelands Productions. You can see pictures of Brandon Davies and hear all the other working profiles that we've done on our website. It's marketplace.org.